This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier apparently has been slammed this last couple of days.
Yes, she has.
So she has designated Don Walker as our stand-in today. How are you?
I'm great.
It's been a little while since we had you on the radio.
No, it's beautiful today.
Beautiful day out, and we got a couple of events that I want to start with what's happening tomorrow, which is the big ice cream social, something that has been laid down in the bylaws of Fairhope Hospice that every August 4th we do.
Yes, by Virginia L. Pickering herself.
Right.
So this will be our 15th annual Virginia L. Pickering Ice Cream Social.
Okay. It's at the Pickering House.
It's at the Pickering House. To go just pull up, go in the lobby, and that starts 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And you're going to have all sorts of ice cream?
All types of different ice cream. We'll serve that to you. Or you can just come and socialize. We'll have it set up in the Gorsuch room there right off the lobby for everybody to socialize mask-free this year.
Oh, thank
goodness. So that'll be nice.
Yes. Yeah, we're back to quasi-normal.
Yeah.
Which is great. So tell me why this is an important event for Fairhope.
Virginia L. Pickering loved her ice cream social, and she is the reason that we have the Pickering House.
Right. Which, by the way, was not named for her, but for her parents.
That's right. And we are 17 years running with the Pickering House.
Yeah.
And 15th year, as I said, for the ice cream social. So this was just really important to her to carry on this this ice cream social after she passed for her legacy.
There's no money involved, no donations.
No,
I mean,
just come. Socialize.
Mm-hmm. Although you can make a donation.
Yes,
if you want.
But yeah, just come up and you can, if you haven't seen the Pickering House, this is a nice light setting to be there and to socialize and to get to meet our management as well. Our volunteers will be up there.
I was going to say, who's scooping the ice cream?
I will be scooping the ice cream
alongside.
I'm assuming my counterparts, Alyssa Barnica and Laura Kennedy. So if you guys know them, we will be there and we'll be scooping ice cream, giving you whatever you want. We have nuts, whipped cream, special toppings.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
And it's 11 to 1. I might have to skip my regular lunch, you know, and just have ice cream for lunch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Because, you know, I'm trying to watch the calories. I'm trying to
cut back. I'm fasting, so I know.
Okay. You're fasting now?
Fasting now.
How are you going to eat ice cream then tomorrow?
Because I can eat after 12 noon.
Oh, perfect. So
right.
You'll just have to...
Right in the middle. I'll just have to take a break.
You just take a break and serve it up and enjoy ice cream.
Yep.
All right. So that is tomorrow, Friday, August 4th.
Yes.
And then there's another event. I want to talk about this down in the Hocking Hills.
Okay.
Something kind of cool. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And she is educating us on everything going on in the Fairhope world.
Yes. There's a lot.
So let's start with the next big event, which is going to be, I got to see if I get this right.
Okay.
If I can't get your name right, I probably can't get the name of this one right. It's Wine, Vines, and Fall Things.
Close.
Okay. Wait, Wines, Vines, and Fall Times.
Yes. You got it.
Who made that up?
I have no idea.
Anyway, it's a special fundraising event coming up for Fairhope. Tell us about it.
So this event will happen in September. So it will be the beginning of September. September 7th is a Thursday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Hocking Hills Winery.
Okay.
Right there off 33.
Yep.
In between here and Logan. So this is a fundraiser for us. We haven't done a fundraiser in Hocking County in my time here at Fairhope. Mm-hmm. We kind of just loop everything in as a whole into the Fairhope Celebrates Life event every year.
Right.
So this is a good way to set us apart in that Hocking County area, and we have the new office location in Logan, so it would just be a nice community gathering and fundraiser for us.
So what is Hocking Hills Winery doing?
So they will be giving back 10% of all sales to us that evening. So you go in, you buy wine, you get a cheese plate, whatever, merchandise, anything that's bought, 10% of those sales will go back to our memorial fund at Fairhope Hospice.
Okay, which, as we know from all the other fundraising, is a huge, important thing.
Yes.
Because, again, nobody ever gets a bill. Nobody pays. It's important to have
They will never be denied funds. Service, regardless of their ability to pay.
Right. Yes. So, again, the date on that?
The date is September 7th. That's on a Thursday from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
So we can sip wine, enjoy, and actually...
And have fall times.
Fall times. Wine, vines, and fall times.
But it's not fall yet, so we can...
That doesn't even rhyme right. It's How about wine, and more wine? More,
I like that. I can draw some attention.
All right. So let's talk about fundraisers a bit, because this is a huge part of, you know, a lot of people want to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that other organizations will do poker runs and different things. If somebody wants to do that, how do they reach out to, you know, get that donation to you, or how do they do that?
As of now, reach out to Kristen Glazier. She would be your go-to for any type of donation or question of a fundraiser of interest.
Okay.
She would be your go-to girl right now.
And a lot of people do. I mean, it's something that...
I know we do have a run, or not a run. It's a bike race coming up. I think it's this Saturday, the Lobo.
That's the bikers.
Bikers.
It's probably a poker run.
Yeah, I can't. The Lobo, I can't.
Lancaster, Ohio Bikers Organization.
Yes, they do this for us every year. Fundraiser. It's the first full weekend in August. They do that on that Saturday.
Well, that's this Saturday.
Yep.
My time's flying.
It is.
All right. Back in a couple minutes with Don Walker. I almost did it again because it's that muscle memory. You know,
ingrained.
You know, Kristen Thursday. See, I have my little, you know, we all live by our schedules. It's Don Walker, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. What's your Facebook page?
Our Facebook page is Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House.
Got it. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. And we say palliative care, and a lot of people that word just rolls right past. I want to kind of spend 3 minutes talking about what is palliative care.
Okay.
You coming from your medical background, because you've worked in the medical as a management in these things, what is palliative care?
Palliative care, it is very different than hospice care. I know they, a lot of times in the hospital setting or in many settings, they go interchangeably, that palliative care, that end of life. Well, palliative care from a Medicare reimbursement standpoint is not. You can still seek out your aggressive treatment.
It's not necessarily end of life.
No, it is not. Right. You are getting access to one of our 5 nurse practitioners now. Every 4 weeks is standard, but if you need if you have questions or anything in between those 4-week appointments, they'll come to your home wherever that may be to assess you and see what's going on, medication changes, and to see if there is a need that you might need to go to the ER. Mm-hmm. But we also have a full-time RN and a full-time social worker dedicated to the palliative care clients.
Okay.
That really sets us apart.
Okay. So it is, it's not hospice,
no.
But it's for those chronic conditions.
Yes, we have a lot of chronic conditions. You think about now with the weather and folks with COPD, COPC.
COPC. Wait a minute. I know what COPD.
Whoa. That's COPC. COPD.
Okay. I know what that is.
CHF.
CHF, congestive heart failure.
Yes,
let me decode Don's acronyms here. So COPD is chronic obstructive pulmonary
disease.
Right. CHF is congestive heart failure.
Then we've got emphysema. And then you have all assortment of just pulmonary lung disorders. And with the air quality lately, the heat in the summer.
Have you noticed how badly the air stinks because of Canada?
Yeah.
I mean, and it burns my throat.
Yeah.
Even in the car, I suck in the fresh air.
I guarantee you could see an influx in all hospital systems affected by that with their pulmonary disorders.
Yeah, I imagine people with COPD,
those chronic conditions need to be maintained. And a lot of times that is more than just an appointment every 6 months to a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
And our palliative care NPs work with your specialist or your doctor to manage your disease.
Is palliative care then a comfort care? Is that what it is? Or is it?
No, I would not be considered a comfort care. Okay. Your hospice care would be comfort care.
That's comfort care.
That's when you're done seeking all of those aggressive treatments.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So who's eligible for palliative care?
Anyone that has a chronic condition, that being pain, and we can go out and evaluate. You can call the Pickering House to talk to an intake.
Mm-hmm.
Our intake coordinator is Kelly Frank for the palliative program, and she is a wealth of knowledge.
Do you have to be diagnosed with this chronic?
Yes.
Do you need like a doctor's referral?
Yes. No, you do not need a doctor's referral.
Okay.
But you would need to have that chronic diagnosis and a primary care doctor to work with.
Gotcha. So you're still working with your primary care provider.
Yep.
But you're also then, you'd be, you
know,
on this.
You have the extra eyes. We kind of like to think of it as extra eyes in the home, wherever their home may be.
That could really go to prolonging life, couldn't it?
Absolutely. And to keep them out of the hospital, we want to keep our patients out of the ERs and the hospital at all costs.
So if you're interested in palliative care, if this is something you say, well, wait a minute, I didn't know that. Again, part of this is, you know, people hear hospice and they kind of know what that is, maybe.
Yes.
But then, you know, this palliative is something that we need to explore
and
more.
And it is fairly new. Mm-hmm. Not new, but new to the ears of the public anyway. Yeah. So I'm really getting into the doctors and the public and the community for understanding of what palliative is.
Fantastic. Well, we'll see you at the ice cream social tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Dawn will be scooping ice cream for you.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.